Chase Brown's biggest headline of the week was about the other side of the ball. In an NFL Network training camp interview on August 11th, Brown called Cincinnati's rebuilt defense a top 10, top 5 defense, name-checking new arrivals Dexter Lawrence, Jonathan Allen, Boye Mafe, and Brian Cook, per Tyler Reed at Bengals on SI. That was it. Quiet week, and for Chase Brown, that's the good version. Here's why quiet works for him. Our June preview made a simple argument. Brown's value is a locked three-down role, and role is the most repeatable thing a running back can own. 232 carries, 69 catches on a 14% target share, 11 total touchdowns, and he held all of it together while Cincinnati cycled through quarterbacks. Nothing in the profile was rented. No touchdown luck to give back, no efficiency spike to regress. The whole case was fine repeatedly, plus one tailwind, a healthy Joe Burrow making the offense around him better. This week's evidence fits that shape. Brown wasn't mentioned in coverage of Thursday's preseason opener against Detroit, where the starters played only the opening series. No news, there is no news. And the defense he was praising is part of his own story. If Cincinnati really has fixed that unit, the Bengals play more games with a lead, and backs with locked roles eat well in those game scripts. That's context, not evidence. So we hold it loosely. Does the June read hold? Unchanged. The role bet was never going to be tested by a quiet August week, and nothing challenged it. Next week, two checkable things. Whether Brown gets a series with the starters in preseason game two, and any hint of the passing down work being shared behind him. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.